Chapter 5. Action. Our tactics. The previous chapter discussed some tactics in passing. A few that have been found productive for radical libertarians and the movement of the libertarian left include the infiltration of less radical groups and sparking splits by presenting alternatives, the confrontation of coercion or deviation with visible protest and rejection, day-to-day personal salesmanship among friends, libertarian social groups such as supper clubs to exchange information, goods, and support and act as a proto-agora, and, of course, publication, public speaking, the writing of fiction with agorist messages, educational activities in many forms, teacher, business consultant, entertainer, revisionist historian, agorist economist, etc. Successful tactics can only be discovered and used and passed on. Those who perceive sufficiently similar conditions in time and place to those of another where a tactic worked can use it. But it is all a risk. That is what activism is, a type of entrepreneurship, of guessing the market and supplying the demand. One can become better and better at making good guesses. That's what makes a successful entrepreneur. It's all in human action, by von Mises, if you can apply it. To find out what has been tried and worked or failed, communication is necessary. If you have reached this page of the book and agreed, and have a desire to support resistance or a burning need to resist coercion, you are ready for the movement of the libertarian left or new libertarian alliance in existence, depending on the phase we are currently in. Free yourself. Get active. What phase are we in? In October 1980, as of the first edition, most of planet Earth is in phase zero. The British Isles, Australia, and Canada have moved substantially toward phase one. North America is in phase one. Only in the highest concentration of libertarians today, in Southern California, are there the first signs of phase two. Assuming the situation is not reversed, the first few droplets of actual agorist societies, anarcho-villages, are nucleating a viable sub-society. The movement of the libertarian left exists only in California with a few scattered nuclei, agents, and cells in alliance. The new libertarian alliance previously proclaimed was found premature, and the new libertarian alliance remains in embryo, or nucleus, until objective conditions arrive to sustain it. The movement of the libertarian left has its work cut out for it. Externally, the worldwide collapse of the left has weakened restraints on the competitive segments of the state who are rushing towards war to remystify their restive victims with patriotism. Seizing the abandoned leadership of the anti-imperialist, anti-war, and anti-conscription movement with a fresh, invigorating ideological backing has become an opportunity for libertarians to become the left. The movement of the libertarian left has to compete with partyarch and monocentrist elements for this preeminence. The lurching of American plutocracy from the brink of runaway inflation to depression and back again in ever wilder swings has panicked large numbers of complacent businessmen and raised their consciousness beyond conservative assurances of restoring stability to considering radical and even revolutionary alternatives. Only the libertarian left can win these entrepreneurs toward an ideological, non-pragmatic position, and therein lie our opportunities. Internally, the quote-unquote Libertarian Party has reached a crisis with the 1980 American presidential election. The premature unmasking of the statism inherent in partyarchy by Crane Clark's blatant opportunism has managed to generate not only left opposition but right and center opposition too. Major defections mount daily. The failure of some reformist elements to oust the cocktopus by the Denver Convention of August 1981 and lull the unradicalized back into line would set the USLP, United States Libertarian Party, back dramatically, and generate thousands of disillusioned recruits for the movement of the libertarian left and anti-party educational and counter-economic activities. With this manifesto as a manual and inspiration, new libertarian strategists and tacticians can research, develop, correct, and enact the new libertarian strategy and the tactics appropriate to the conditions met. Much work is needed, but the projects have consequences no mundane work can provide. An end to politics, to taxation, to conscription, to economic catastrophe, to involuntary poverty, and to the mass murder of warfare in the final war. Society against our enemy, the state. Counter-economics provides immediate gratification for those who abandon statist restraint. Libertarianism rewards the practitioner who follows it with more self-liberation and personal fulfillment than any alternative yet conceived. But only new libertarianism offers reformation of society into a moral working way of life without changing the very nature of man. Utopias may be discarded. At last, we have a glimpse of how to remold society to fit man rather than man to fit some society. What more rewarding challenge could be offered? Should you now have chosen the new libertarian path, you may wish to join us in our AAA oath and battle cry, or something like it, and renew yourself with it regularly. We witness to the efficacy of freedom and exult in the intricate beauty of complex voluntary exchange. We demand the right of every ego to maximize its value without limit, save that of another ego. We proclaim the age of the market unbound, the natural and proper condition for humanity, wealth in abundance, goals without end or limit, and self-determined meaning for all. Agora. We challenge all who would bind us to show us cause. Failing proof of our aggression, we shatter our fetters. We bring to justice all who have aggressed against any, ever. We restore all who have suffered oppression to their rightful condition. And we destroy forever the monster of the ages, the pseudo-legitimized monopoly of coercion, from our minds and from our society, the protector of aggressors and thwarter of justice. That is, we smash the state. Anarchy. We exert our wills to our personal limits, restrained only by consistent morality. We struggle against anti-principles which would sap our wills and combat all who physically challenge us. We rest not, nor waste resources, until the state is smashed and humanity has reached its agorist home. Burning with unflagging desire for justice now and liberty forever, we win. Action. Agora. Anarchy. Action. By Samuel Edward Konkin III, October 12, 1980, at the Anarcho Village in Long Beach, California.